Blog Talk Radio.
The phone is talking.
Who can cheer the heart like Jesus by His presence all divine? True and tender, pure and precious. Oh, how blessed to call Him mine.
Hello? I have a problem with this, Sister Leola. I don't know what happened.
Sister Powell,
yeah?
We can hear you.
Yes,
we can hear
dear.
You. We can hear you.
You
on the line.
Yeah, I am on the line, but my iPad not stating anything here. As my phone
okay.
I have here.
So I can help you open the line.
Hello? Yes, Sister
Leola,
can I help you with that?
Just a moment, please.
What you all saying, Sister Carlo?
I can help you open the line if needed, and Sister Leola is here also.
Well,
yes,
you can, because my computer, it's not saying it's all... No episode sent, and all I'm trying to get it, I don't know, the computer.
It's okay.
All right, so it's time for a start, right? If you want, you can go. If you can open it for me, I will just, oh, I don't know what to do. Hold
it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and pray and start, please.
Okay, let's pray, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Carlo and Sister Leola. Father, we come
Amen.
To you this moment, dear Lord, to give you thanks and praise for your presence, dear Lord. Father, we do not know what is happening, but you know everything. But you said all things work together for good to them that love you. And we know we love you, Lord. So we come before your throne room to ask you to forgive us of all our many sins and allow this line tonight, dear Lord, that it will go straightly. Thank you for Sister Carla Hill, also Sister Leola, dear Lord. And our brothers and sisters who join, Father, allow them to have a little patience, dear God, so that we will be able to be... willing and ready to give God praise and give Him the glory, even though this happened. Bless and keep, guide and protect us, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, welcome again to Advent Health Thursday. You know, God is so good, He's so great. He have allowed us to be here tonight, and even though the enemy may not want us to be here, but the Lord wants us. So we have to give Him the praise that due to Him. And as we, our reading, opening scripture read, I don't know if anyone would like to read Genesis 1:29. If we could just read that scripture, brothers and sisters. We have three scriptures, you know, if we could just read it tonight. Someone?
Sister Powell, I got it. Okay, Sister Leola going to read it. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, Lord. Sister Powell, have offered a prayer. So, Lord, now I want to thank you for the blessing that we were able to get the line started. Thank you, Father, for Sister Carla, Sister Power and everyone have joined. So allow us to read and study and worship together. Bless the reading, Father, and we thank you in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm reading Genesis chapter 1 and verses 29 and 30. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and evening and morning were the sixth day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. And we will just go in the reading in 3 John. It says, the elder unto the well-beloved Jairus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy than to hear when thy children walk in the truth. So the Lord wants us to walk in the truth, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. And he also said in Revelation 22 that, you know, letting us know that what he had placed for us, for mankind, is what we supposed to be using and also sharing with others. He said, and he showed me, and this is Revelation 22, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So we saw what God have done for us. He had made a provision. He had prepared and he provided, and he have allowed us that we all is able to heat up that tree of life if we are be faithful. And also the leaf of these trees that he have given unto us and the herb of the nation is for us to heal both our melodies and our affirmatives. So we know that God loves us so much, brothers and sisters. So I will stop there. And as we know that, you know, each one of us enjoy the wonderful herb, the wonderful fruit, the wonderful grain and the nuts that he have given unto us, and we can also go and share with others. So I will ask you now, everyone who wants to, let us, you know, we start late, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, so let us share by a testimony, a praise, whether a praise and a song, and that we can give everyone the opportunity that they can really present their request to the Lord.
Yes, Sister Powell, I'd like to share my scripture. I want to share 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7 through 13. I just want to read the beloved. It said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not know not God. He that loveth not, know not God, for God is love. And this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we have loved one another, God dwell in us, and his love is perfect in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he had given us of his spirit. I'm going to stop right there. So I love that scripture, because the Bible tells us that we ought to love one another. And by that, I have to practice this. You know, we come into this world sinners, and yet we don't have what we're supposed to have. But as we look into the perfect law, and that is Jesus Christ, we see what he has done. He loved, he died for us. That was the perfect love. So I just say that I love you, brothers and sisters, and may God bless everyone. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that reading and also sharing. And if there is anyone else and you can open the line for them, they can participate or share their testimony and their prayer requests.
Okay. We have 518-482. Your line is open. 482, your line is open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. What a privilege it is to be here this evening to give God praise and thanks for his loving watch care over us during the past days of the week and has brought us online. I saw that the devil was trying to prevent us from coming on, because when I came on, it says, oh, we won't be having that, it won't be starting until in the next 15 minutes. But I know I was praying in my heart that everything would work out just good. And God has allowed us by his grace to come on this line. And for this evening, I am so happy to be here, because I couldn't get on the line last week, Friday night. And Sister Paula was presenting the message. But I know God is in charge of all things, and God doeth his thing in his own way. And just the time when we need him, he always comes through for us. And I want to sing this song for us all this evening, "Just When I Need Him, Jesus Is Near." And you can sing along with me, because I know a lot of us know this song. So you can sing with me. "Just When I Need Him, Jesus Is always on time. He always comes when we need him most to help us." So we can listen to the words of this song, or you could sing along with me. "Just when I need him, Jesus is here. Just when I falter, just when I fear, ready to help me, ready to cheer. Just when I need him most, just when I need him, Jesus is true. Never forsaken all the way through. Given for burdens, pleasure and new. Just when I need him most, just when I need him, Jesus is strong. Bearing my burdens all the day long. For all my sorrow, giving a song. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Jesus is near to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most. Just when we need him, he is our all. Answering when on him we call. And we watch him lest we should fall. Just when we need him, just when we need him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer. Just when we need him most. And this song has been a real comfort to my heart for the past weeks that I'm going through here with the burial of my niece. She hasn't been buried yet. I don't know when she would be buried. But God is in charge and everything is well. What he does is well done. This evening, I would just like to just give a herb that we know, something that we eat, a vegetable, I must say. And that is, I know everyone knows this, but sometimes when we forget, when things happen, these simple little remedies we can use to help us, or not even to help us sometimes, to help others, because we learn these things not to help ourselves alone, but to help others. And that is the cabbage poultice. Everybody should know about this, because the cabbage is an easy thing you can get. You will notice that when you go to the grocery, they remove that big, the outer leaf from the cabbage. But I like to use cabbage that has the outer leaf. First, you take four big leaves and beat them a bit. You can use a rolling pin or a small hammer and just keep beating it until you see that juice come out. You are trying to release the moisture that's in the leaf. Then you lay those leaves one on top of another and lay them on the body and wrap it over the body first with a paper towel or a cloth and then with a saran wrap. Let it stay on overnight. It has a real good effect, especially with people who have slipped and twisted their ankles or hurt their foot or have aching muscles or arthritis pain. Cabbage poultice is the most wonderful thing you can do for muscle or bone pain. You can imagine that? For bone pain. One thing I like about a cabbage poultice, you don't have to heat it up. You just beat it on them and you apply them on the spot where it's hurting. They are not messy at all. Many of us know mullein, right? Mullein or comfrey. These leaves also work very well, as do plantain leaves and colored leaves, turnip leaves or kale. They do the same thing. They are good for pain. They will not work better than the cabbage because the cabbage oxidizes faster than all the others do. But they do work. This treatment also works with bee stings and insect bites. It will work the same way. All of the green leafy herbs that I mentioned could be used for bee and insect stings, but cabbage is the best. Okay? Another thing I would like to say is a simple remedy that we can always keep at hand is honey. And we see people who are, we call them, they're drunk. They're always drinking and all these type of things. But give them between a half to an ounce every time they have a craving to get a shot of whiskey. It may be four or five times a day. It's a remedy here that they have here. Addicted to sugar. It may be four or five times a day. An alcoholic is addicted to sugar. His body craves for that feelings where most of the oxygen is robbed from the body. That is what alcohol does. It competes for oxygen. It robs the body of oxygen and leaves them somewhat woozy and, you know, dizzy because his brain is not getting enough oxygen. It also affects the memory capacity, the point where he thinks he can do things, and we know that. He thinks what he could do normally do things. It seems impossible. They could always do things. They feel that way. All of this is because there is imbalance of oxygen going on in the brain and the great amount of sugar in the bloodstream. We have found that that we can mimic the effects of alcohol in the bloodstream by using the alcoholic's tea. With this, we can satisfy the body's craving without putting additional stress on the body. Honey, we all know about honey, will actually drop the alcohol level in human blood. So just by giving them honey, you can lower the alcohol level. Also, you have peppermint. Peppermint has a similar effect as alcohol. It is a stimulant. So when the brain receives a small amount of peppermint oil, it satisfies the need for the stimulant. Cayenne pepper also and peppermint work together to satisfy the body's craving for that stimulant. And we may not know that ginger does the same thing. It helps cayenne and peppermint to give that body that craved stimulant. And I will stop right here for today because that is enough for this evening. Others have to do their part, so I will stop right here. And I just thank Sister Powell for opening up my line and let those who have to share do what they have to do. And I thank God for being here, and I hope you will bless all of us. Sister Powell, I just want to say a short prayer, a very short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful privilege we have to come on this line on each Thursday evening to share our knowledge, to share whatever we read, whatever we learn, these simple remedies, because they can help us and to live a better, more comfortable life. So this evening, Lord, I pray that we will make little notes of these simple remedies that we have. And sometimes when we want to use them, we can't even remember. But if we write them down, we will be able to remember them and to share with others. So, Father, this evening, I pray that each one on this line, as we share our little testimonies and whatever we have to share, that others would be blessed by it. This evening, in a very special way, I want to remember the children in our midst, Lord. I do not know how many children will be on the line, but I want to pray for them this evening that, God, you will bless them and that you will give them the strength that they need as they go to school each day and the things that they have to confront with in school, Lord. I pray that you will be with the teachers, be with all the things that are happening there, the confusion they're having with this mask. Father, we know that these things are not to be used because they get us sick. And we know the devil's plan is to get all of us sick, Lord. And this evening I pray, Lord, that you will help and you will confuse the enemy, that we may able to get rid of those masks, those little children, and help them all the injection that they are using on these little children. Father, we pray that you will intervene, Lord. We know that you are listening. We know that you are there for us, and you are there for them. Bless the parents and help them that they may be able to stand up against these wrong things that are being used every day. Bless this prayer line, Father, and help us all on this prayer line to be wise in knowing you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for being my line.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Cardinelli, for coming and joining and bring so many good report and also keep health, keep for us. And brothers and sisters, we are asking that when we come on this line, please to take some notes, because, you know, these are natural remedy that we have, you know, and these are tips, and it's good for us, you know, and it's also natural, you know, the cabbage porters and also the cabbage leaf, how important it is. Also the honey, we crave for alcoholic and, you know, things that, you know, we're putting in our body that should not be. So we want to thank Sister Consinelli for that health tip, bring all these little health tips for us so that we will be able to utilize them and, you know, also share with our sister. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, please to press one that the line will be open, that you can share before we go into prayer and also to listen to the message.
Yes, Sister Powell, we have 985. Yes, you can hear me. 985, that's 232. Your line is open. You can give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, sister and brother. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord for watching over us and waking us up. Thank him for all his blessings. I just want to give my condolences to Sister Continental and all that has bereaved in the family. I have a bereaved in the family, and we have a cousin that just got shot in the face 4 times, and by a youngster and a teenager. He's a little older guy, and we have I have a best friend from school since we was little that died. She has had a massive heart attack. She been bearing cancer for years. I mean years. And she been doing wonderful. But the doctor said she had something heavy on her mind and she went to sleep. She was talking about surgery he wanted to do for her, but he didn't want to do the surgery because her heart wouldn't have took it. So she took on herself and went to sleep. I guess she didn't she should have consulted God with it. She should have bringing it to sleep. And she didn't wake up. It was a massive heart attack. So just ask for prayers for us, the family. And I continue giving my condolences and love to everybody that's bereaved and going through different situations, because we know we're living in these times, and never, she was around my age, close to my age. She was 57. I'm 58. So she had 3 children and about 5 grandkids. So nevertheless, she thought her mother would go before her, but she went first. Her mother with all kind of sickness, and she just got out of ICU. So it just goes to show us we don't know who's next. So we have to try to humble ourselves and get right and prepare ourselves and study this word, this good book that God give us, and try, and just pray for one another and just help someone down. We can't help everybody because we can't trust everybody, but we can always call somebody to go see about them. So that's a blessing right there. So I just want to read this prayer. Oh, Lord, we know that it is our sin that you bore on Calvary and that you all are guilty, therefore slaying you. Those who lash out at the Jews, Christ killers, forget that we all are for whom he died or guilty of his death. It is our sins that put him there. But you laid down your life for us. You sheep willingly for the joy set beside you endure the cross. Let us endure our cross, it's true. Lord, for your joy you have set before us, my Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What a beautiful prayer. The Lord done. Thank you, Lord. Look what he's done for us.
Mm.
So you know we must continue praying and looking up to the Lord. I just ask for prayers for Advent Light, all the upcoming events and all our mission members and all our members on the line, prayers for them and all the upcoming events, all of the sisters and brothers for events, missionaries. And just want to pray for the bereaved, the sick, and the homeless, and God bless each and every one. Amen. Hold on a minute.
Amen.
Yes, this is Brother John from home of Louisiana. Hope everyone's having a blessed day or whatever time it is, part of the world, if it's night or whatever part of the world you're in right now. And I want to say, too, that there was a powerful reading that my wife just said. Just did, as usual, anyway, she always used a lot of powerful readings and stuff. But I just want to say that I'm just feeling blessed about a lot of things. And I know that I have a lot of things that I go into, I'll be doing, like fixing things, repairing things around the house and stuff. And I just surprise myself sometimes. I know it's the Lord that sent me those, give me the ability to fix things and stuff. So it's surprising me. Some things I think I might not could do. I might need a book, but I end up repairing it and stuff on my own, like giving it a try, using my imagination, and it comes out good. And so I know only God gave me that wisdom, as he do it everywhere, because everyone has powerfulness inside of them and great strength and ability inside of them that God gave us, and just have to bring it out of us. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved brother John and sister Brenda, for coming and joining and reading. And also sharing, encouraging, by the way, on Advent Light, send our condolence to the family that you lost, your family on this line, and also Sister Continental family. So we have some family that the Lord put to sleep. So we just continue asking for prayer for their family here who leave behind. And Brother John, God is so good. That's the reason why we can say he's our burden bearer. He is our protector, discoverer, that, he gave you the strength that you are able to fix things. And that is the knowledge he have given unto you. And I thank God that, you can use the knowledge that he have given unto you and also share. So thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for that prayer. We know that God went on the cross for us. Our burden bearer, and that we here have a lot to do, because what he has done for us, brother, we can pay him back with money, with cash, or with a gift, but we can pay him back with our life, from we live a life that is suitable in his sight, and that is what he is asking of each and every one of us who is on this line. So I just want to thank you for sharing. Anyone else, Sister Leola, that we can go in prayer? We are in the 8 o'clock hours.
Hold on just a second, Sister Powell. Yes, we have 857-505. Your line is open.
Hello, brothers and sisters. How are you today? My name is Brother Eli. I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, Sister Mule and Sister Stephanie, Sister Power, everyone on the prayer line. Thank you. Thank you for praying for all of us, Sister Power, Sister Miola. Amen. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I'd like to praise God, I want to praise him, Sister Miola, Sister Pal. I have a prayer request at the moment. My prayer request is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer. Pray for Sister Joanna. Pray for Sister Tamiko. Lift them up in prayer. And continue, Sister Pal, to pray for Sister Tamiko's son and her daughter. Pray for her daughter. Pray for her son because God is good. God is able to do all things. God is amazing, God. Pray for Brother Tony, Sister Miola, because Brother Tony needs a lot of prayer. He needs it, Sister Miola, and Sister Powell. May God bless you on the prayer line. Amen and amen. And praise God.
Amen.
And
amen.
Be blessed, everyone, on the prayer line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing. God is so good. Thank God that he's using you to praise God and to bring your requests of all the friends that we want to thank. All right, any other brothers and sisters want to share?
I did.
Remember to
say. Yes, Sister Powell. Yes, we have one more. We have 272-707. Your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Leola and Sister Paul, for opening my line. God bless you. This is Tymeco from Pennsylvania, and I wanted to share a song with you. If I may, Power in the Blood, page 294. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would your evil victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There is power in the blood. Power in the blood, come for a cleansing to Calvary's time. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you deserve it for Jesus your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live dearly to his praises to sing? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have a little health tip that I wanted to read, if you have time. It's 10 tips to get you started. And it says, number one is to eat as if you were in Eden, enjoying more fruits and vegetables, nuts and whole grains in the most natural state possible. And number two is start walking at least 30 minutes a day. A moderate walk is the most effective and cheapest form of exercise available. And a bonus is to walk with a dear friend. Number three is to drink more water and put away soft drinks and coffee. Most people are chronically dehydrated and is slowly killing them. And number four is to get enough sunlight, but not too much. We need sunlight for vitamin D production, better rest, and even just to feel better. And number five is avoid caffeine, nicotine, sugars, and other drugs. These ingredients can destroy immune function and age you prematurely. And number six is to find time to breathe in clean air. Oxygen is the most important substance for life and health. To go where it is purest and breathe deep. And number seven is honor the Sabbath day, fellowship and worship at church, and place your worries with God. You'll be refreshed, ready to tackle the coming week. Number 8 is to get enough sleep during the week. Maintain a regular bedtime schedule of at least 7 hours every night. And number 9 is to slow down. Keep stressful situations to a minimum. Avoid debts and spend within your means. You'll be a lot happier with less stuff to worry about. And last but not least, number 10 is to trust in God and pray and read your Bible more. Remember that you have a friend in Jesus Christ, and he can claim his promises. Amen. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
And I thank you so much for opening my prayer line. Amen.
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 Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Tamiko, for that song, There is Power in the Blood. There is power, my dear. We have to remember that in the blood is power, right? God gave us these powerful, powerful songs and promises that to comfort us and to help us, that we know that there is nothing we cannot do without the Lord, because there is power in the name of Jesus, power in his word. So thank you. And also reminding us again for a new start, the 8 laws of health, we got 10, you know, so we know it extends to more and more. And she, my dear sister, plays for nutrition, you know, all that she do, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And then everything come on with the Sabbath, that we must be obedient to the Sabbath. And also, you know, our rest is very important. So thank you, my dear sister, for sharing. Yes, and as Sister Leah, I don't know if you have anyone else you want to share. We have the children. I don't know if Sister Brenda have the children. With the children, we plan that we will sing a little song for the little children, even though my dear sister Consinelli had prayed for them, so we don't know if the children is on the line. So you just, because we wanted to, you know, to let the children know, you know, we love them and would like them to be a part of our ministry. So we are asking you, Brother, Sister Brenda, if the children them is there.
Amen, amen. We switched, Sister Powell. She had to do something. I'm back on. My phone died. We do have, I believe, his Sister Stephanie that raised her hand, and then I can go to Sister Brenda. 240-988. Your line is now open.
How do you do? How do you do, beloved? Can you all hear me? Can you hear me, Sister Carla? Sister Powell?
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, great, great, great. I just want to thank God, you know, for his goodness towards us and for answering prayer and, excuse me, and for safe traveling mercy. So yesterday I had an appointment, early appointment. And as I said, you know, one of my doctors, like, you know, over an hour away. And so we got up, getting ready to journey, this was what I got up from about, what, 5:30, getting ready to journey out, you know, by 7. And so when we were coming out of our development, there was so many traffic. I mean, just traffic was everywhere. And I'm like, what is going on? We know, as I said before, the time frame that it takes for us to get there. And we're like, how are we going to get out, you know, to get to, you know, go on the highway to get to where we need to go? And it was a mess early in the morning. I have not seen that everywhere you turn. And so we try to figure out what happened. You know, we always pray, you know, we pray the day before, we pray before we leave just to ask God for protection. We cannot take that for granted at all. And so as we are trying to maneuver to get out to, you know, start the journey, realize we couldn't really get far taking the route that we would have needed to take or would have taken to get to where we need to go. You could see traffic jam all over, up on the, you know, over the overpass, underneath the overpass. And we're like, okay. And so we prayed, you know, God, give us your direction, give us the right way. And then finally, I was able to say, okay, we're not taking this way. We're going to go this way and that way and this way. We were able to get out and get to where we need to get to on time. And so when we found out what happened it was, they said that three lanes were blocked because there was an accident. And so to get the traffic to be backed up in all different directions, going east, going west, going north, going south, we know that it had to be a very catastrophic type of accident. And so when we got to where we need to get to, we got there on time. However, when we were coming back, which was kind of after what, after two, after three, they were still reporting on that traffic, on that accident. And so my prayer is that, you know, I don't know those individuals, but we know that when we see things like that, we are to offer up a word of prayer that, you know, God will intervene and his will be done, and individuals will come to know God. And so I do want to pray for those individuals. As I said, I don't know who was involved, but we know that there were individuals that were involved in this terrible accident. I also do want to share, you know, another thing, and I'm going to be quick about it because I know we're moving past the hour. I was able to get the police report. This morning I got up, you know, I prayed. I was like, God, you know, you need to give me your direction as to what I need to do with this. And so we had contacted our insurance company, but not giving them any kind of information per se about the other person, but just to say, oh, yeah, we were in, you know, somebody hit us, and, you know, there was a hit and run. And so I said, you know what, I need to contact the person that hit us. And I said, you know what, God, I need you to work it out so that I'm able to go get the police report. So I called, you know, one of my girlfriend. I said, what are you doing? You know, I said, I wanted to, cause, you know, it woke me up. Go ahead and get it. I said, I wanted to go and get the police report. And she said, where is it? Where is it? So I told her. She said, you know what? I had a little bit of stuff to do, but you know what? I'll come and get you. And so I said, okay, fine. I'm going to get myself ready. When she got here, you know how that the evil one is so wicked. I couldn't find what I needed, right? So, you know, they gave you like a little form that has the case number on it or whatever. And so I couldn't find it. And I knew I had it, right? And I was like, you know what? Devil, you are just so wicked. I looked through all of my papers, all, you know, everywhere, and I couldn't find it. And she was now here. And I said to her, you know, I'm getting it. I said, I was looking for this form. I knew I had it. And all of a sudden, I can't find it. She said the same thing. You know how the enemy is. And so I prayed. I was like, God, please reveal this form to me. I heard the Holy Spirit say, call KJ and ask him to look in the car. So I called KJ. He didn't answer. So I sent him a text message. And I said, KJ, look in the car to see if you see this, you know, the form. And so he texted me back and he said, okay, Mom, I'll get to it. You know, I'll go and look at it and stuff. You know, he's at work. The car is outside. You can't just get off, you know, just say, oh, I'm going to leave work to go and look for the form. So I told her, I said, I got him. He's going to go look for it. So she said, well, is he going to look now or is he going to wait or whatever? Because she thought that he had to bring it home to me. And so, you know, this young person, he went. And as she said that, I saw it, something coming in and it started to spin. Lo and behold, it was the form that I needed. And so, you know, which I had prayed, and I said, thank you, Jesus. So we went on our way, and, you know, we got it. We got what we needed. And now I was able to contact her insurance because it had the information. But let me tell you how God is good. On the form where, you know, I guess her policy number, whatever it is, it was not written correctly. And so I'm talking to her insurance company. I'm talking to the rep now. And he said, well, that's not giving me anything. I was like, whoa, that doesn't sound good, right? So he was like, okay, give me her VIN number, whatever, whatever. So I gave her the VIN number, and he came back and he said, oh, I got something. He says the number, I think the number that the first four number was 498, but I think he says that it's actually 489. And so I said, thank you so much. So I gave him what I need to give to him. And he gave me the claim number. He said, you know, we have escalated it to, I guess, a higher level adjuster because of the fact that it was hit and run. I had the police report, so I was able to say I have the police report. I was able to give him information from off the police report, which is great. And so that was done because a lot of times when we talk to insurance company, I don't know about you, I mean, for me, it can be very daunting. And so with that and just waiting and asking God to lead and to manifest himself in it, you know, I was able to get it. So I pray that all will go well. I pray, you know, that, you know, the situation will work out and she has insurance, you know, because sometimes, you know, it comes up, but, you know, they'll say, oh, it comes back and it's lapsed or she didn't have it or whatever. I pray that God is in control of this situation, as he's always done. I thank him for, you know, though I'm in pain, I thank him for life because it could have been worse. So continue to pray for us. You know, pray for, I heard Sister Cantonelle, and I thank you, Sister Cantonelle, for continuing to pray for our children and our young people throughout this this time as well, because we know that there are so many things that they're being faced with. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line and continue to pray for me and my health. My voice sounds a little raspy, so a little chilly, and so, you know, but God is good all the time. God is good. And I pray, ask you to pray for my friend Ross, who, you know, she came and got me and was able to, you know, I was able to finish up my other appointments, do what I needed to do in a good time. So thank you for opening up my line, Sister Paula and Sister Carla.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. God is good. He take you this time safely and you got through everything. God is really good. We just have to trust him. Thank you for that wonderful report, you know, even though you were looking for the form and God allow the form to be right in the car, you know, he is so good. He's real, man. God is really real. Yes, my dear Sister Carlo, you know, we are trying out the children. And then we ask you, Sister Carlo, if you could lead in prayer after we have a little song for the little children. I will just sing a little song, you know. We want the children them to be involved.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Brenda, Sister Carla, Sister Brenda, if the children, is it Sister Brenda?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was going to sing. Okay. Sister Brenda, is the children there? Yes, Sister Brenda, your line is open. Is the children there? Okay. I don't hear anything. Sister Brenda, Brother John? Okay, I don't know if they move away from the phone, but I don't. They're not responding.
Okay. All right, I will just sing this one verse. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died. Heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away our sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells us so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for us. We will love and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells us so. Yes, my dear, this song for all the children that we have on the line, so Brother, Sister Brenda children, Brother Yudi children, my Sister Carla grown-up children, Sister Stephanie grown-up children, my grown-up children and grandchildren, Sister Brenda and also Sister Leila, all of our grown-up children, Sister Cancinelli, this song is for them tonight. So Sister Leila, Sister Carla, can you lead us in prayer? And then the next voice you will hear, the speaker, Sister Stephanie. And thank you all for joining.
Amen. Amen. I didn't hear all the prayer requests because my line had dropped. So I didn't hear all the prayer requests.
Okay. Just the same, Brother Eli requests, you know, his requests are Sister D'Amico. Sister Leola, and just the regular, I didn't think, and Sister Cancinelli, you know, condolences, lost her niece, you know, so we just pray, and also Sister Brenda, how they lost our family member, you know, pray for the family, strengthen, also Sister Stephanie, you hear that, right?
Yes, okay, let us pray, brother.
Thank you.
Kind of loving Father, there's nothing that's too hard for you, Lord. You know the desire of your children. You know the needs of your children, oh Father, each and every day, Lord. We have ups and downs. We have struggles, oh Father. But we're relying upon you. We're dependent upon you to take care of us, oh Father, because you said you never leave us or forsake us. And you always say, my sheep hear your voice, Lord. May we hear your still voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in. Through our devotion, our personal devotion, our reading, our meditation upon the word, our songs, oh Lord, our prayer and our communion with you as we walk, you know, by the wayside, as we do it busy with our work, oh Father, may we still talk to you as a friend, oh Father. We know that the dead and the living belong to you, Lord. You have created man for a purpose, oh Lord. And as Sister Cancinelli mourning the loss of her niece, I pray that you will be with her, be with the family, a whole, Father. May they seek you. May they draw closer to you, oh, Father. We know that there is, you know, it's appointed man wants to die, oh, Father. So I pray that she has accepted you as her personal Savior so that she can see you in the skies, oh, Father. We know there's so many debts, oh, Father. There's also Sister Brenda and Brother John, they're dealing with debt in the family. Lord, may you console them. May you help them and strengthen them. And we know, Lord, that debt is as a sleep to you, O Father. So I ask that you will help the family as a whole, Father. I ask, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will give their hearts to you because we know not the hour of your returning, but we know you're soon to come. And all these things must come to pass before you shall come, Lord. We know that there's going to be a lot of dying among us, oh, Father. May we prepare our heart to be strong and not to faint at the death of our loved one, our children, Lord, our nieces and nephews, people that will be dying that we don't know, Lord. Some you're going to lay to rest, but many an untimely death, oh, Father, because of whatever reason, oh, Lord. We ask, O Father, for wisdom and understanding. We ask, O Lord, to help us to take care of our health, O Father, that we not be amongst them, O Father, that falls to disease and these things that's coming upon us, O Father. May you keep us from falling and present us faultless before your coming. Bless Brother Eli, his mom, and his prayer request for his brothers and sisters, O Father, for his friends, O Father, Jahari and each and every one of them, O Lord. You love them with an everlasting love, Lord, and you want them to be saved. You want the youth, O Father, to come to know you as their personal Savior. So I lift them up, O Lord, and I ask that you will speak to them in a language that they can understand, O Father, so that they can be a decisive change in the hearts of the youth, O Lord. May Brother Eli be a witness to each and every one of them. Bless Sister Leola in a special way, and her family, her daughter, her son, her grandchildren, her husband, Lord, and her family as a whole, Lord. May you continue to supply her needs. May you bless her, Father, abundantly more than she can ask, O Lord. I thank you for her, her faithfulness, her dedication to serve you, O Lord. And while serving you, she's serving others and helping them and pointing them to you. You said if you'll be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Help us to lift you up each and every day, Lord. Thank you for Sister Stephanie, O Lord, for taking care of her and keeping her even in this accident, O Father, and how she's doing the reporting. There's so much distraction, so much things going wrong, O Lord, but I thank you for keeping her and keeping her focused, O Father, so she can get things done that needs to be taken care of, O Father, in a timely manner. May you continue to provide for her and her household, Lord. May you bless her, Father. May you strengthen her. We know that there will be ups and downs. There will be troubles, O Father, in this world, O Lord, because the devil is wrapped, so he will cause all kind of things to upset us, O Lord, and distract us. But we ask that we will have peace even in the midst of the storm, Lord. Protect her and guide her, Heavenly Father. Be with Sister Tymeka, O Lord. I thank you for her and her willingness to come on and to share the line with her friend. I don't hear her anymore, but I ask that you will bless her friend, Lord. Bless Sister Tymeka's children and her husband, O Father, her daughter also that's been in the accident, Lord. May you supply their needs, O Lord, whatever they're in need of, O Father. May you supply it according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you also for Brother O'Neill and his family and the work that you have called him to do, O Lord. May he be a faithful witness wherever he goes, Lord. Strengthen him. Be with Brother Rick and his family. Continue to bless him, an elder in the church, O Father, upholding your standard and your law. May he uphold it wherever he goes, in the home, at church, in his work atmosphere, Lord, on the highways and the byways, wherever he, in the grocery store, Lord, may others know of you through Brother Rick, Lord. Also, the Calvary family, continue to bless them and supply their needs. Oh, Father, you know what they're in need of, oh, Lord. You know the business at the store. You know the soul that's coming there and being won, the life that's being changed, the diet, oh, Father, changes that's going on, oh, Father. You have great things for them to do and accomplish in such a short time. May they be converted, oh, Father. May they seek you each and every day. And those that's within their household, O Lord, help them and strengthen them for a time such as this, O Lord, so that they can be a right witness to the people, Father. Thank you for Sister Powell. Thank you for blessing her. Willing heart, O Father, thank you for her example to each and every one of us and those that she has come in contact with, Lord. Continue to bless her and supply her needs, O Father, as she help the children, O Father, the ministry that she has set up, O Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her. And please, Lord, help my brothers and sisters to find the country property that they're in need of, Lord, to find the help that they're in need of, O Father, to fast and pray and to afflict their souls that they will make the right decision to come out the country, the city, O Father, into the country, Father, so that you will bless them mightily, O Father, and they can commune better with you, O Lord. As I was reading, being in the country and seeing nature, it's such a blessing, O Father, and it helps also with the well-being and helps with the health and the mind of the people, O Father, as they look upon nature and all that you have created. O Father, if I forget anyone, please don't forget them. You know Sister Katie, you know her needs, O Father. Please bless her, strengthen her, Lord. Forgive her of her sins, Lord, and help her in all her ways, O Father, that she will acknowledge you, O Father, that she will give you the glory and the praise and the honor, Lord. I thank you for her in a marked way. And I just thank you again for each and every one that's on. Lord, may you bless us. May you continue to provide for us, Brother Sister Brenda, Brother John, and the children and the grandchildren, nieces and nephew, O Lord, may you strengthen them. We thank you also for the speaker of the hour. Bless her. Fill her with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Help us to be willing to take heed to the word that will be said, O Father. And so and so that we will make that right decision of reprove as we get it, Lord, to change, oh, Father, through the help of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify, we magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for that wonderful prayer, and thank everyone who join here. And my dear beloved, we ask you to get your notepad, and the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. 240-988, your line is open. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Hello, how do you do, beloved? Thank you so much for opening my line again. It is always a blessing to be here on this Health Thursday, which is the what? The right arm of the gospel. And Sister Paul, y'all went through it already. I know you, there were some technical difficulties, so those scriptures were read already?
Yes, we do.
Okay, all right, no problem,
yes.
No problem. Okay, all right, no problem. And so I, yes, Heavenly Father, I linger just a little bit longer. I touch and agree. I ask you to touch my lips with cold, touch my voice, Heavenly Father, so that the message that you have for today is going to be one that cometh from you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Empty me, Lord, of myself, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. We ask you all of these things. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, so this prayer will not be hindered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so I do want to share something really quickly before. So today we are going to look at teaching and healing, teaching health principles, individual work, all to be workers. I think we're going to be covering that today in the Ministry of Healing by Sister Ellen G. White. If you are new on the line, I'm not able to see you, but if you're new, you call in, and we just want to let you know that we are looking at the right arm of the gospel. Amen, amen, and amen. And we have such wonderful information that can save lives, right, that can bring people closer to God and into a healthier lifestyle as well. And so I'm going to read. This was shared to me by Sister Tamiko, and I want to share it really, really quickly because it's connected to teaching health principles, right? It says, medicine is from the earth. I don't know about you. Let me look and see. I don't know about you, but I love strawberries, and I want to have supple skin. So do you know that eating strawberries can fight aging? It's very rich with antioxidant and vitamins and minerals, right? And so you are, and it's good for weight loss. A lot of these things that I'm sharing can be used for several different things, and they're good for several different things. But on what she gave me, these are the things that are highlighted. So I'll just go over it quickly, right? It says blueberries improve brain health. It says cherry calms the nerves. It says the banana boosts your energy. I love watermelon, and it promotes weight loss. Papaya helps with, I forgot what it is. Papaya helped with PMS, menstrual cycle, right? Right, or it's post-menstrual cycle. I forgot. I'm sorry. This is for all of the females on the line. This one is soursop. Soursop contains anti-cancer properties. Grapes lowers your blood pressure. Cucumbers, or I think you all say, we say cucumber, and you all say cucumbers, regulates blood sugar. Mango, so can y'all put, if there's some little kids on the line, can you cover their ears? Mango boosts this S word, all right? So go ahead and look at it. I want to make sure that boosts the S drive. So I want to make sure that, you know, we're kind of guarding their little ears. Pomegranate, or if you're from Jamaica, you say panganat, it helps with arthritis. And apples improve your gut health, all right? So those are some quick things that I know you all have. Some of them are seasonal, but most of them you should be able to get them pretty much all year round. And so those are some great things that you can go and consume that will be able to address the nutritional piece of the new start. Amen and amen. All right, so we go into teaching and healing, and I'm going to share teaching health principles, okay? Page 146, and we're going to take it 146 to about 149. This is in the parentheses, okay? It says, and then depending on the version that you have. So, yeah, all right? Okay, so here we go. It says, gospel workers should be able also to give instruction in the principles of healthful living. There is sickness everywhere, and most of it might be prevented by attention to the laws of health. Did you talk about the eight laws, eight doctors that make health call? The people need to see the bearing of health principles upon their well-being, both for this life and for the life to come. They need to be awakened to their responsibility for the human habitation fitted up by their Creator as his dwelling place, and over which he desires them. They need to be impressed with the truth conveyed in the words of Holy Writ. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. Thousands need and would gladly receive instruction concerning the simple methods of treating the sick, methods that are taking the place of the use of poisonous drugs. There is great need of instruction in regard to dietetic reform, wrong habits of eating, and the use of unhealthful food are in no small degree responsible for the intemperance and crime and wretchedness that curse the world. Because, you know, the food that we consume can trigger certain behavior or hormones or, you know, stimuli within the brain that can cause us to do certain things or react in certain ways. And so, we have to be careful. You know, food is a medicine, and food can also be detrimental to our health as well. So we have to be careful, as was stated in this paragraph. It says, as I continue, in teaching our principles, keep before the mind the great object of reform, that its purpose is to secure the highest development of body and mind and soul. Show the laws of nature being the laws of God are show that the laws of nature being the laws of God are designed for our good, that obedience to them promotes happiness in this life and aids in the preparation for the life to come. And I just wanted to pause here because in the earlier paragraph we talked about, you know, health principles and be able to using them and be temperate, how that impact our bodies and our health and can cause us, you know, to and cause individuals to commit crime and to live this wretched life. And there are things that, you know, I see that we used to do or we've seen people do as it pertains to cold water, like growing up in Jamaica or, you know, in the Caribbean island, where it's hot most times, you would go to the refrigerator and you would just take out some cold water and you would drink the cold water, right? And so this is what we did then. But as we start understanding and learning more about the health principles, we realize that it is not healthy and it's not good for our bodies to just go into the refrigerator, take out that cold water and start drinking it, right? We want to make sure that the water becomes room temperature so that we are able to, before we're able to consume it, right? Because that shocks the inside of our bodies and, you know, can be detrimental to our organs inside. So those are things that, you know, we have garnered, right, information on as it pertains to that as well. And I know a lot of people will say, you know, I've had this conversation even with some of my Adventist brothers and sisters, and they're like, I can't drink cold water. I can't, you know, and I'm like, okay, I can't drink room temperature water, I should say. And I'm like, you know, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us, Philippians 4:13, right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, all right? And so you are us. So you want to make sure if you're having problem consuming the room temperature water, always some lemon, squeezing lemon in it, always great. You can infuse your own water. You know, we talked about the watermelon. We talked about the mango. We talked about the apple. We talked about the blueberries and the strawberries. Those are things that you can put in your water that will give it some kind of, you know, sweetness to it, right? And so you're able to now consume it as it is in room temperature, at room temperature, I should say. So I just wanted to point that out as well. I also learned that, you know, we are not to drink water exactly right after we drink fruits, or we're not to be drinking. You know, I think most of us know that we're not supposed to be drinking while we're eating. Most of us know that. But for me, it was just recently that I realized that I'm not supposed to drink water after I eat the fruit because of, you know, the fermentation that happens within the stomach and also cause it to become more acidic as opposed to it being alkaline, because we want to make sure that we have a balance within side of our gut. It needs to be in an alkaline state as well. And so as I learned that, I shared it with my kids, and they're like, "Mommy, but we did da 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 da," and I was like, "You know what? We didn't know, right? So now we know. We got to do what we know is right for us." Amen. And so it says, in teaching health principles, keep before the mind the great object of reform, that its purpose is to secure the highest, and I read this before, but I'm reading it again, the highest development of body and mind and soul. So that the laws of nature, being the laws of God, are designed for what? Our good, right? Beloved, I wish above what? All things that thou may prosper, be in good health, as thy soul prospers, mm-hmm. right? God wants to be in good health. Amen? That obedience to them promotes happiness in this life and aids in the preparation for the life to come. Lead the people to study the manifestation of God's love and wisdom in the works of nature. Lead them to study that marvelous organism, the human system, and the laws by which it is governed. Those who perceive the evidences of God's love, who understand something of the wisdom and beneficence of his laws and the results of obedience, will come to regard their duties and obligation from an altogether different point of view. Instead of looking upon an observant of the laws of health as a matter of what? Sacrifice or self-denial, they will regard it as it really is, as an inestimable blessing. Every gospel worker, I'm going to repeat that again, instead of looking upon an observant of the laws of health as a matter of sacrifice or self-denial, they will regard it as it really is, as an inestimable blessing. Amen? Every gospel worker should feel that the giving of instruction in the principles of helpful living is a part of his appointed work. Of this work, there is great need, and the world is open for it. Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this? That every gospel worker should feel that the giving of instruction in the principles of helpful life is a part of this appointed work. Of this work, there is great need, and the world is open for it. Amen? The next segment I'm going to read in Teaching and Healing is individual work. A lot of times we believe that we cannot, no, I don't know about health, I don't know anything about the Bible, I need to be, you know, I need to have a group with me, this needs to take place, the church and the church and the church. But listen to what counsel says. It says, individual work. Everywhere there is a tendency to substitute the work of organization for individual effort. Human wisdom tends to consolidation, to centralization, to the building up of great churches and institutions. Institutions. Multitudes lead to institutions and organizations. The work of benevolence. They excuse themselves from contact with the world, and their hearts grow cold. They become self-absorbed and unimpressible. Love for God and man dies out of the soul. Christ commits to his follower an individual work, a work that cannot be done by what? Proxy. And what's a proxy? Proxy is when you designate somebody else to do it for you, right? And so Christ is saying to his followers, commits to his followers an individual work, a work that cannot be done by proxy. And so I was talking to one of my, one of my neighbor, an Adventist church mom, and she shared with me, and it just warms my heart. She shares with me that she cooks. She cooks a lot for the elderly, for the senior citizens. And so I was like, well, are you cooking for them so that, you know, what they purchase the food from you? But she was like, no, I love to cook, and that's my ministry. I just cook and make sure that they have healthy food. She's not waiting for the church to give, to give her anything. She's just doing what she knows God has called us to do. She said, you know, when she look at how individuals eat, they eat very poorly. And so she was like, you know what? God has blessed me, and with the little that I have, I'm going to share and bless others. And so it dawned on me. I was like, you know what? Yes, here we are. As I shared with you all that my daughter, came up with this little plan of action where she wants to $1 a day to feed children in Jamaica. And I'm like, okay, here's my neighbor. I could certainly donate some of the little that I have to be able to say, you know what, I want to donate this so that you can be able to purchase some additional things for the seniors. This is doing Christ's work. This is presenting the gospel. Amen? Because not all of these senior citizens are Adventists. And so this is how we show kindness. This is how we show Christ to others that we come in contact with. Amen and amen. It says, Christ commits to his followers an individual work, a work that cannot be done by proxy. Ministry to the sick and the poor, the giving of the gospel to the lost, is not to be left to committees or organized charities. Individual responsibility, individual effort, personal sacrifice is the requirement of the gospel. I'm going to read that again. Individual responsibility, individual effort, personal sacrifice is the requirement of the gospel. Go out into the highways and edges and compel them to what? To come in. Is Christ's command that my house may be filled. He brings men into touch with those whom they seek to benefit. Bring the poor that are cast out to the house. He says, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing our individuals, our elders and our pastor laying hands on the sick so that they shall recover? They say, well, stay social distance, stay over there. If you're not jabbed, we encourage you to stay home. They're not saying come in so that we can pray for you. Through direct contact, through personal ministry, the blessings of the gospel are to be communicated. Amen? I think it's going to be my last segment. Let's see how much time we have to step out. It says all to be workers. Everybody's on this line. Our workers, our medical missionary, are one of God's ambassador. Right? And so we need to know these quick things so that you can share with somebody, you know what, eating a banana will boost your energy. Mm. Right? Eating an apple is good for the gut. And there's an old adage. What does it say? An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Right?
Yeah.
So those are great things that you can quickly, just like I said, a quick drive-by, a quick little health message to the individual that you come in contact with. It says, all to be workers. In giving light to his people, anciently, God did not work exclusively through any one class. Daniel was the prince of Judah. Isaiah also was of the royal line. David was a shepherd boy. Amos a herdsman. Zechariah a captive from Babylon. Elijah a tiller of the soul. Of the soil, I should say. Elisha a tiller of the soil. The Lord raised up as his representatives, prophets and princes, the noble and the lowly, and taught them the truths to be given to the world. And last week, I don't know if you recall, but I recall that we said that God can use anybody. He does not look to your status. He does not look to, right? Remember, that's what we talked about, Sister Carla, Brother Eli, Sister Brenda, Brother Jones, Brother John, Brother Rick, on the line if you are. Remember, we talked about that it doesn't matter about your academic degree, about how many figures you have in your bank account, your pedigree, your title. God can use anybody as long as we're what? As long as we're willing. And we're willing to allow him to put the words in our lips, right? And so as we talk about that, this is what this is saying, right? The Lord used anybody who is willing to be obedient to what he has called us to do, all right? And so don't feel bad, you know. And we talked about Ellen G. White. Sister Ellen G. White was a what? She only had a third grade education and has written over what? Thousands of books. Mm-hmm. Amen? So as long as you're willing, beloved, God will be able to use us. Amen?
Amen.
So we continue. It says, to everyone who becomes a partaker, let me go back up here. The Lord raised up as his representatives, prophets and princes, the noble and the lowly, and taught them the truths to be given to the world. To everyone who becomes a partaker of his grace, the Lord appoints a work for others. Individually, we are to stand in our lot and place, saying, here am I, send me. Isaiah 6, verse 8. Upon the minister of the word, the missionary nurse, the Christian physician, the individual Christian, whether he be merchant or farmer, professional man or mechanic, the responsibility rests upon all. It is our work to reveal to men the gospel of their salvation. Every enterprise in which we engage should be a means to this end. Those who take up their appointed work will not only be a what? A blessing to others, but they will themselves be blessed. The consciousness of duty, well done, will have a re-influence upon their own souls. The despondent will forget their despondency. The weak will become strong, and the ignorant intelligent, and all will find an unfailing helper in him who has called them. Amen and amen. There is one little portion, let me see, that I wanted to share. All right, and I'm going to look at, this is in the sick room. And I'm going to look at diet, in the sick room, diet. So that's page 221 through 223. Ministry of Healing, in the sick room, diet. An important part of the nurse's duty, because many of you are going to find yourself caring for individuals within your home, caring for individuals within your community. When you come in contact with them, you'll hear them share different things that they may be experiencing, and you're going to be able to give them some information. Amen. It says an important part of the nurse's duty is the care of the patient's diet. The patient should not be allowed to suffer or become unduly weakened through lack of nourishment, nor should the enfeebled digestive powers be overtaxed. Care should be given so to prepare and serve the food that it will be palatable, but wise judgment should be used in adapting it to the needs of the patient, both in quantity and quality. In times of convalescence, especially when the appetite is keen, before the digestive organs have recovered strength, there is great danger of injury from errors in diet. So I know many of us are going to become caretakers. Many of us, willingly or unwilling, I told you, children, you know, I had to really address them and address their need and trust and believe their diet was at the utmost, was the utmost priority, right? Because I had to make sure that whatever I was orchestrating for them, whatever I was whipping up, would have given them the nourishment that they need and help them to be strong, help those organs to be boosted so that they would fight, they could be able to fight off whatever was coming, whatever was invading their bodies. And so we did a lot of soup, a lot of, liquid. We did a lot of green. We did a lot of green smoothies. Their diet was just like, I was like, I wasn't doing any milk during that time as well, meaning I wasn't doing any coconut milk or anything like that. We did a lot of soup, a lot of, onions and garlic and those type of things. So we have to make sure that we are mindful to the diet when we are taking care of our loved ones or just, we are in contact with others as well. And so with that being said, Sister Powell, I think I was looking at something else, but I think I will wrap up as well for the night. Hold on, I folded something. Hold on, let me see. I think that is it for tonight. Unless you want me to continue, I can certainly do that. But this could be it for tonight.
Amen. Amen. Would you like to pray? Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And my dear beloved brothers and sisters on here, teaching and healing. We have a big role to play, right? And we thank God for what we have, the resources. We have the resource, the health message, the right arm of the gospel. So we would like everyone to go back and read these wonderful pages in this book, The Ministry of Healing. You know, it is a blessing, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. And I just want to thank everyone. And if you have a comment or you want something that you are not clearly with, you can put take off yourself star six, and then you, if you have a question to ask Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, can you close off with prayer, and then I will open
certainly
if anyone
has. You want me to go now?
Yes.
All right, certainly. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're so thankful, Lord, for the information that you have given and present to us tonight, Lord. The diet, Lord, the fact that we are, there's a famous line from the army, right? An army of one. And so help us, Heavenly Father, to be an army of one, to know that you have given us the power. You have given us this right arm of the gospel, this help message, to be able to bring to the world. And we don't have to look to an organization. We don't have to look to, many times we want to give it to proxy. We want to pass it to somebody else. But we pray that you will strengthen us tonight. You will allow us to be emboldened so so that we will be able with our life to show others that it is because of our health, it is because of what we have done, it is because of the health message that you have poured out on us while we're able to be here today. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for just this wonderful, wonderful message to the people for tonight. Help us, Lord, to know that we have a mighty work and God can use us no matter our pedigree, no matter our name, no matter our education, no matter our verbiage, Lord, you can use us. You can use us, Heavenly Father. And we know that the vineyard is ripe. We know that this is the time to be able to reach the world with our gospel. Be with us tonight, Lord, as we leave. I also want to pray for our doctors. Lord, we know that many of the doctors are coming out and are standing up, Lord, as they are, Lord, to talk about the diet, to talk about how we can boost our immune system during this time, Heavenly Father. Pour out your blessing on them, Lord. Allow the ones that are not doing your will, Lord, to be agitated, Lord, to do what you have called them to do, to share the information, to be kind, Lord, to use this help message, the new start, to present that to their patient so that they can get resolved. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to be with us as we depart. Allow us, Lord, to be able to, according to your will, get up tomorrow, do what we need to do before the Sabbath, and so that we can bask into your holy Sabbath day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and for answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for prayer and also for the presentation. And brothers and sisters, if you have a query or a query, can you press *6 and take yourself off if you have a question that you want to ask. And I just want to thank everyone tonight, brothers and sisters. I'm a little down because I was having great problem with this thing tonight. But I give God thanks and praise, you know, that the Lord is He always dear at our side. And I thank Sister Carla, Sister Leola, and Sister Stephanie, you know, and everyone, you know, and we are here on the line. Whatsoever, you know, the Lord wants us to do, the Lord wants us to be here, and He allow us that we really come and join and really listen to His word. So we have a work to perform, and we just have to just ask the Lord for guidance and for help for us to carry this gospel message. And just a little, I don't see anyone who take off themselves. You can *6 if you have a question. And my dear brothers and sisters, we know that we are coming in the flu season. You know, I heard Dr. McCullough said this virus that they are saying coming on is just a cold, right? It's just a cold. So, you know, boast yourself with your garlic and your onion and your lemon and your ginger, right? You boost yourself, and you know we have to take care of our own body because our body is the living temple of God. So I just want to thank everyone tonight. I have not seen anyone have any query, so I know everybody understand what they have to do, my dear Sister Stephanie. So I just want to thank you again. All right, so we will be just closing with a song.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, enlightening and sensible, from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we pray. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soar.